a couple of issues here. Right. Something near and dear to your heart, the Field of Membership issue going on. What's the latest status here? We're going through the commentary, or actually the commentary is over.
The comment period is over. We had that proposed at the end of the year, as I promised at this GAC last year, that we would have it before the board before the end of the year. The comment period is now closed. We received 11,359 official comment letters.
Is that all?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
People were talking about RBC having 2,000 and how magnanimous that was.
I remember.
And then it was 3,000, a few hundred for MBL, and now we've kind of shattered all those records.
So.
Next one's going to be 20,000.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on, get out there. But a few of those were from the banking community.
More than a few.
Not so happy they were.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But of course, our responsibility now is to go through all those comments, respond to all those comments as we develop a final rule,
right?
And we hope to deliver a final rule hopefully sometime this fall, because we have a lot of work to do with 11,000 comments.
I could imagine.
Deliver a final rule that is consistent with the Federal Credit Union Act and give credit unions more choices that are reflective of today's society.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to you for really taking the baton and running with that, because I mean, it's long overdue, as some people would say, the Field of Membership changes, and because of technology and regions and all that, a lot of reasons why. So it's really cool to see this moving forward step by step. So it's I think everybody is really happy about this step forward. Yeah,
except for those that wrote comment letters in from other institutions.
We'll leave them out. I mean, that's fine. Let's keep it positive. All right, another thing that's going on right now is the business lending overhaul.
Right.
What's the latest with that? What's going on there?
Okay, we finalized that rule last week.
Right.
And so now our staff will be, in the next number of months, will be working to get trained on that. We'll send out, we'll develop guidance that will go out to the examiners about how to go from this prescriptive policy to a more principle-based member business lending. We think it will open up a lot more opportunities for credit unions to be more timely as they address the small business needs in their community.
Right.
Because so often they've had to ask for waivers from different provisions of the rule. So often we granted those waivers, but not in the speed that business operates. And as a result, a lot of that business would go to someone else who was more nimble and could say yes today and not 30 days from now.
Exactly.
So it should help credit unions be more competitive, meet their member needs, and do it in an expeditious manner.
And small businesses really drive this country.
Absolutely.
Most of them do.
Absolutely.
And so why
it
can't
is the heart
unions,
of the economy.
Why can't credit unions be an integral part of that?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
This allows that to happen.
Absolutely.
So very cool. All right. Some really kind of really fun good news here is the combined federal campaign pledges exceeded $101,000. Fantastic news.
Yeah.
This is pretty
that's
cool
the
stuff.
The employees of NCUA who contribute, as other federal agencies do, during the holidays to help those who are less fortunate. And the staff really came out big on this. And as you said, over $100,000, we set an all-time record.
Yeah.
We seem to set a record every year.
That's great.
But it's our way to give back to our community.
Record comments, record pledges.
Hey, it's a record year. We need a record label.
There's
now.
A theme. There you go. I like that. All right. Okay, getting out your crystal ball here, kind of a wrap-up question here. How do you see 2016 shaping up? Because, I mean, lending is obviously off the charts.
Yeah.
There's lots of changes going on within the industry, compliance-wise, regulatory-wise, and the things that we just talked about.
Right.
What do you see happening?
I think from NCUA standpoint, our biggest thing is catching our breath.
Yeah, no doubt.
With all the things that we have done and getting a lot of things that we have passed, of course, haven't been totally implemented yet.
Right.
So staff needs that time to implement, to write the guidance, to train the examiners, to inform the credit union community how and when we'll be going forward on these, how they will fit into their examination process, how they will work in terms of the reporting information that that we're going to be moving forward on in terms of secure transfer through the portals. I don't think you will see, and credit unions will like this, a lot of new regulations that are coming forward in the near future from NCUA. What we will be doing is putting the fine points and all the work that we've done and all the reg relief we have done and make sure that as they come online and are implemented, everybody's on the same page and it goes as seamless as possible.
So you're saying there's going to be a bit of a respite from the regulation.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it was this year pretty much, you know, as you know, this last year was all the new things that credit unions were desirous of. And that was this entire year. Now I think we just need to take that deep breath, do the hard work of implementing this material.
Got it.
And then our normal everyday examination and supervision work. I think that's going to keep us pretty busy.
Oh, and one other thing I want to talk to you about, or just to kind of wrap up here, it's an election year.
Yep.
So how does that affect you guys, and how do you see that kind of helping or hindering credit unions in 2016? Because it's a pretty, for lack of a better term, tumultuous time. I want to say chaotic, but it's a lot's going on with this.
Well, the good news is you're hearing candidates on both parties talk a lot about financial issues.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all banks. No one is talking about the credit unions. So the good news is that in the negative sense, it's not about credit unions. In fact, the only thing that I have seen any candidate talk about a credit union was when Hillary Clinton was on the doorstep in a news a piece up in the northern part, I think it was Massachusetts, and the person at the door asked if they would be supporting, she would be supporting credit unions, and the candidate said she would be. And
Excellent.
That's the only mention of credit unions that I have seen in the political field. And as the general sense of wisdom goes, you'd rather not be in the conversation, otherwise you have more work to do. But that doesn't mean that credit unions just sit back, and I know here at the GAC, they're reminding their members of Congress of what the role that they play in their communities. That's always going to be very important.
Yeah, I just talked with Jim Nussel, and he was like just pounding the advocacy thing, which is so important, not only just this week, but 365 days of the year. Keep reminding your representatives.
Absolutely.
Keep us top of mind. So.
That's always important.
Indeed. All right. Yeah. Rick, always a pleasure talking
Great
to you.
Talking
Thank
to
you
Michael.
Very much.
Okay, you bet.
I love
Take
it.
Care.
So keep up the good work.
All right, we'll see you online next time.
You got it.
Okay.